Returning a Blessing for an Insult, Part 4. In closing the sessions on Returning a Blessing for an Insult, let us return to the Bible verses with which we started the series. 1 Peter 3 verse 8 says, "Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing." Now, 1 Peter 3 starts with the word likewise, and this refers to 1 Peter 2, verse 21 and 22. "For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly." Now, marriage affords us ample opportunities to react either with an insult for an insult or a blessing for an insult. To choose consistently to give a blessing instead of an insult, we need to have Christ in control of our lives. The longer we have Christ directing our lives and marriages through the power of the Holy Spirit, the easier it will become to choose Christ's way. You could pray with me now, if you so desire, to ask Christ to take control of your life. "Dear Father, I need you. I acknowledge that I have sinned against you by directing my own life. I thank you that you have forgiven my sins through Christ's death on the cross for me. I now invite Christ to again take his place on the throne of my life. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, as you commanded me to be filled, and as you promised in your word that you would do if I asked in faith. I pray this in the name of Jesus. I now thank you for filling me with the Holy Spirit and directing my life. Amen." This is a prayer we could pray every time we act contrary to Christ's example, which can mean several times daily. If you would like to have more information on the subject, our contact details are at the bottom of the text. Thank you. Keep well, and God bless.